Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 317th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Rough Rider. Tonight we got another doozy for you. We hope you like it. Here it is. It is Brett Kavanaugh. Does he have a gambling problem? Let's get right to it, shall we? This is from the Huffington Post, September the 11th, 2 days ago. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, the Democrat from Rhode Island on the Judiciary Committee, wants to know if Judge Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, has a gambling problem. Quote, have you ever sought treatment for a gambling addiction? Unquote, White House asked pointedly as part of a series of questions submitted this week about Kavanaugh's unexplained personal debts. In 2016, Kavanaugh reported credit card and personal loan debts of between $60,000 and $200,000. The Trump White House said these debts were the result of Kavanaugh buying baseball tickets for friends who later paid him back, as well as some spending on home improvements. 2016 debts did not appear on Kavanaugh's 2017 disclosure form because they were either entirely paid off or fell below the reporting threshold. Kavanaugh also reported debts between $60,000 and $200,000 in 2006. The fact that Kavanaugh accrued such high debts through baseball tickets attracted notice, but surprisingly, not a single senator other than Senator Sheldon Whitehouse asked him about this during the televised Judiciary Committee hearings last week. Senators have limited time for questioning, Rich Davidson, White House spokesman, said in an email. Quote, Senator Whitehouse would have touched on many of these issues if he had had additional time, unquote. White House is now asking about them in writing, and Kavanaugh will have to answer, although not on camera. In addition to the baseball tickets, White House is asking Kavanaugh about his membership at an expensive country club, whether he regularly plays poker, and how he paid for his house. White House's gambling questions stem in part from a publicly disclosed email from 2001, wherein Kavanaugh apologizes to his friends for, quote, growing aggressive after blowing still another game of dice, unquote, on a weekend vacation in the Chesapeake Bay. I think we've heard the end of this, ladies and gents. There's also been an allegation tonight that Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democratic senator on the Judiciary Committee, received anonymously or secretly confirmation that Kavanaugh was the object of sexual misconduct during his high school days brought by a young lady who was unnamed at this point in time. There are also emails that will show that Brett Kavanaugh is certainly no friend of Roe v. Wade, and he is certainly a friend of unlimited presidential power, the unitary executive privilege. This is the 217th Rough Riders Radio Podcast. Thank you for listening, and as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you can decide. Thank you.